The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Good morning, I'm Margie Ellisor at Fox 2 with your St. Louis news, driven by Bomberito Automotive Group. Missouri now ranks 7th in the country for the number of new COVID-19 cases over the last week. The state broke its own record over the weekend with more than 2,300 cases reported in a single day. Iron County reports its first COVID-19 death, someone in their 70s. In Illinois, there are 3,113 new cases. More than 2,000 people are in the hospital. The seven-day positivity rate has increased for 15 straight days. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker plans to tighten restrictions in southern Illinois as COVID cases rise. FBI agents, St. Louis police, and other law enforcement agencies continue to search Post-Dispatch Lake in Forest Park. They're looking for evidence in an ongoing homicide investigation. Investigators won't say what divers are looking for or which homicide the search is connected to. From the Fox 2 Weather Department, watching for areas of fog to develop this morning, especially south of I-70. Otherwise, we're cloudy with spots of rain today, a little warmer, highs in the low 60s. Later tonight, we'll watch a wave of showers and isolated thunderstorms move across the region, continuing into early Wednesday. A warm front will lift north tomorrow, bringing above normal temps.